Chapter 24. We moved into the kitchen so we could sit down. After all I'd been through today, complete with a good amount of blood loss, followed by the revelation I was an agent, it was either sit down or fall down. "So if I'm an agent," I said, "not that I'm agreeing with you, but if I were one, how is it that I don't remember any of it?"
"For the same reason we don't remember our other lives,"
William said.
"Part of the process of creating an agent is that your former personality, everything about who you were and all your memories, are stripped away, and then the agent's psyche is imprinted over the top of it. While you're an agent, you're an agent. Then when your mission is over, the agent's psyche is removed, and all of your old memories are given back to you via the imprinter, so you can go back to being who you were again."
"That's not me, though," I exclaimed. "I don't have either my old memories or the memories of an agent." Brown shrugged.
"Obviously, the process got interrupted for some reason. Maybe it was the war. Maybe there was some other big power hit. Although most facilities that do imprinting have a backup power source."
"Even in the back room of some weird import-export operation."
"That's where you were when you woke up?"
Williams asked.
"Yeah."
"Oh, well, that makes sense anyway," Williams said. "Sometimes Obsidian would sneak an imprinter into the territory of one of the other companies, and then the agent would travel to that place as his normal self, not someone who would have any of the characteristics of an agent. And then they'd do the imprinting there. That way, they can sneak the agent into the target area without being noticed." Brown nodded.
"I can see that, I guess," I said.
"But why don't I have either set of memories then?"
William shrugged. "Like Brown said, something must have interrupted the process. When you woke up, was there something like a tanning bed nearby?"
I nodded.
"That was the imprinter. Your state, somewhere in between person and agent, is the result of incomplete imprinting. You need to go back and finish the process."
"He could be imprinted as an agent anywhere, though," Brown said.
"True,"
Williams agreed with a nod.
"But what if he wasn't becoming an agent? What if he was coming back from a mission? I was getting his civilian psyche back?"
"Oh, he'd have to do it at that imprinter."
"Exactly."
"Wait," I said, not entirely following. "What are you saying? That in order to become me again, I would need to go back to the imprinter I woke up in?"
"Yeah," William said. "That's exactly what I'm saying."
"Well, shit. That isn't happening, because when I left there, the building was on fire. I set off a thermal charge as a distraction while I was trying to get away. That building is gone."
"Well, then there isn't going to be any way to get your psyche back," William said.
"Not that I know of, anyway.
Unless Obsidian keeps a spare copy somewhere in case of something like this,"
Brown noted.
William shrugged. "That makes sense. Of course, that being said, I don't know if Obsidian would have done it."
"Who would know?" I asked.
"Mr. Boudreaux would have known, certainly,"
Williams replied. He looked at George.
"The other one, not this one.
In the interim, until he gets back,
what do I do?"
I asked.
"You could find an imprinter and go the rest of the way to agent,"
Brown said.
"You have already been prepped for psyche implant. That way, you'd have your full knowledge of your skills, not just the muscle memory like you do now."
"You mean I'd actually understand what it is I can and can't do, like using weapons and—"
"There's a variety of skills,"
Williams interrupted.
"We don't talk about them in front of people who aren't cleared for that information, though, and Mr. Boudreaux's status is still to be determined. He doesn't currently have a need to know."
I must have looked frustrated, for he added,
"Suffice it to say, though, the list of skills that we have—"
He looked at Brown, who nodded.
"Are extensive. Anything from destruction, insurrection, to skills in the bedroom."
"Really? Bedroom skills?"
Brown shrugged. "You never know what you're going to need to win the hearts and minds of someone. Remember those old spy movies? How did the spy win the hearts of the beautiful enemy agents?
I nodded. Okay, I get it. Until I get my own memories back, how do I get my agent memories?
Well, you could have used the one here like both of us did, William said, but it broke. We're both stuck in agent mode until Mr. Boudreaux gets back.
He shrugged.
I don't know where the next closest one is. Somewhere up north, I'm sure. Charlotte, North Carolina would have had one,
Brown said.
That's where corporate HQ was. Yeah, but they got nuked,
William said.
They had to have. I have a hard time believing Obsidian's HQ was still standing.
True, Brown agreed.
It would have to be further north than that, then.
What about Miami? George asked.
Didn't Obsidian have an office there?
They did, Williams agreed.
That's why it got nuked, hard. I heard the whole area, even deep into the swamps, is radioactive. I wouldn't go there. Your best bet is to find Mr. Boudreaux.
I thought everyone here assumed he was dead. I said,
we do,
Williams replied.
Still, that's the best chance you're gonna have. He would know where any of the imprinters were, and if there were one that had your original psyche. Most of them probably don't.
I nodded. All of that seemed to make sense in a perverted sort of way. Sometimes you have to find a dead man to really live in this fallen world.